You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Caudette. The COVID-19 pandemic is not the first pandemic in recorded history. In fact, personal stories of the 1918 Spanish flu epidemic exist deep in the archives. Now, for college students today struggling through quarantines, strained social dynamics, and then new academic demands, and then the politics of visiting home for the holidays, it might be comforting to know that young adults in their age group went through and survived all of this before. Riley Hahn is a senior at the University of Idaho studying journalism. She's the associate editor of U of I's literary magazine, Blot, and she's also a freelance reporter. Her recent article, History Repeated, appeared in Blot, and it pulls from the diary of one University of Idaho student from 1918. Riley is joining us live on the phone from Moscow to talk more about what this archive diary taught her about student life during the last pandemic. Riley, really nice to have you on the show.
Hi, yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
So the diary of Esther Thomas, she was a University of Idaho student back in 1918, inspired your article. I mean, like you, she lived through a pandemic during college. So I'm curious about what you learned about Esther's day-to-day life from reading her diary.
Yeah, well, it was really interesting because she expresses a lot of that quarantine boredom that I hear from everybody up here in my age group. You know, we're all trapped in our off-campus apartments or in our dorms and we're alone. We can't see our friends or go to parties or do anything anymore. And that was something I also really saw reflected in Esther's diary. In fact, like after the second day of her being in quarantine, she starts complaining about like there no dates, no parties, nothing doing. I am almost desperate now. And I just thought that was really funny how, number one, how quickly she got tired of quarantine. And number two, just, you know, how much that translates to how most of us are feeling right now today.
That is pretty funny, though. It was only day two, right? You're like, please, Esther, come on now.
Yes. And then within a week, she like goes off and becomes a nurse in the sick bay.
Oh, wow.
Just out of sheer boredom, basically. So, I mean, at least she did something productive with it.
So she only wrote, what, like a sentence or two every day in her journal, right? So were you surprised at what you could still learn, even though, you know, it was just a sentence or two?
Yeah, that was really interesting, just how much personality she packed even into, like, you know, it's like these three word sentences sometimes, and you still get such a good idea of what she was like and what she was feeling. And combined with other materials from the university archives, like papers from the president's office and news articles from the student paper, The Argonaut, and you put those up against Esther's daily diary, and you can really get a good picture of what was going on in Moscow at the time and how she and her friends were feeling.
You know, you're a current student at the exact same university. You mentioned, you know, seeing a couple of similarities, but what other parallels did you notice between your life and Esther's life during a pandemic?
I would have to go back definitely to that immediate like impatience and frustration, being bored with what you have to do right now. I also thought it was interesting. There was, I included this in the article. There were some Argonaut articles from that time talking about, there was a mask mandate specifically among, members of the Student Army Training Corps who were stationed at the university at the time. And it was unpopular, like from the very beginning. They were, you know, they were supposed to wear these masks from dawn to dusk all the time, unless they were eating. And so they talk about how they would, you know, always be snacking on something, so they had an excuse to keep their masks down. They were talking about one particular student who kept getting called out for letting the mask slip below his nose. And he said that was because he was afraid he had breathed his mask full of germs and he didn't want to breathe them back in. I thought that was funny seeing how like kind of controversial that was even at that time. But of course, that mask mandate was rescinded like a week later because all of the student soldiers were mad they couldn't smoke all the time.
Oh,
so
fascinating.
That was kind of funny.
Yeah, but isn't it interesting, though, that like in so many ways, it is the same politics, right, of people feeling like liberties are being, you know, put on hold there. You also describe in your article some of the little things that Esther complained about. And I thought this was really fascinating. She complained about not being able to wear the new clothes that she bought for the semester. But I think that, you know, we can kind of all relate to being burnt out on the biggest issues. So it is those small little things that maybe bother us, you know, more than usual. I mean, look, I put my jeans on every day just to make sure they keep fitting.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that was really funny. And that was one of those parts too, where I could see like so much personality coming through in just a little bit of writing she did. It was that she was talking about, she wrote earlier in the diary about being so excited to go downtown and buy these new clothes for the start of the semester. And then like 3 weeks later, she's not even going on a campus anymore. And she's just complaining about that. At one point I mentioned she went up to the infirmary and volunteered as a nurse for the boys, the student soldiers who were in the infirmary up there. And shortly after that, she starts complaining, basically like talking smack on some of the patients that are up there.
Oh,
which I thought was really funny. She calls one a spoiled brat. She says she's wild for one of them. So I guess that was a positive. But I just thought it was so funny how she focused on these small, petty things, you know, just something to take her mind off of everything else, I guess.
So I want to read a quote from your article that really, I think, humanizes Esther as well. So you write, quote, "A week later, it was announced no final exams would be given that quarter," noted in Esther's diary with a hooray, unquote. Now, I want to note that she put 10 exclamation marks after that word. So,
yes.
So, you know, so it must have really been these little moments, as you mentioned, that were so maybe fun to read, because I would think that any college student would have that reaction.
Oh yeah, exactly. No, that was a very relatable moment. You know, I would be using 10 exclamation marks too if at the end of this semester they decided to cancel all the final exams, but so far we're not getting such luck. That, and you know, like immediately after quarantine is lifted, she's like running off to Spokane on a date with a football player, you know. Like really kind of endearing to me, I guess, if she can get away with it. I'm glad she did it.
Yeah. So the diary was given to the university relatively recently, right? Someone close to do we know if it was family or who gave this diary to the university?
It was Esther's family. The librarian I spoke to about this this was a few years ago, I think maybe 10 years ago, somewhere around that. So the librarian who was in charge of this archive didn't know for sure who had donated it, but she was fairly certain that it was a member of Esther's family, like a grandchild or a great-grandchild or something like that.
It kind of makes you wonder how many other students were documenting their time then, right? But maybe we just don't have access to those diaries. Or frankly, we wouldn't have even thought to have looked at Esther's diary if we hadn't been in a pandemic ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. I only stumbled upon it by accident, really. I was looking to write something about the 1918 pandemic and how it related to the University of Idaho, and I just happened to stumble across this digital exhibit that the University of Idaho had on their library webpage, and it's mostly just digitizations of, you know, mundane telegrams and records and stuff from administrators talking about quarantine restrictions. Yeah. That there's a couple pages from Esther's diary just hiding in there that really kind of took me by surprise. You know, I never would have known otherwise.
Did it inspire you to keep your own pandemic diary?
Oh, no, no, I don't have Esther's dedication.
I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking to us about this. Your article was published on Blot. So fun to talk with you, Riley, and to talk a little bit about Esther as well.